Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The horses are on the track.
Right around Australia on SEN Track. Thanks to Racing Queensland, this is the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett.
Yes, welcome to the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett and I. Alyssa Smith is my name, joining you for the next half an hour to talk horse racing for your Friday ahead of the weekend. It's going to be an absolute cracker. Sam, how do you see this weekend playing out?
I'm very excited. Listen, I'm pleased you asked because I actually get to go home and see my dear sister who turned 30 on Thursday. And
happy
I miss
birthday.
Her so much. I'm going home after the races on Saturday, hopefully with a winner or two.
Yes.
I'm going to spend a couple of days with her so I won't be at the races on Sunday. And then, yeah, so I'll be back in action on Tuesday. But listen, it's been a bit of a quiet week for me, which is okay. For anyone who follows me on Instagram, they'll be seeing that I've been working up on my golf skills. So Lydia Ko, eat your heart. I'm coming for your job.
It's your next next career move, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon you make a good caddy too. Do you reckon you could you could give up your actual day job and just help me out?
You know what? In the sunshine, around sports, good people, why not? I'm all for it. I'm not very coordinated, so I probably couldn't help you with technique. I mean, I would try, but I don't know if you'd want to take my advice, that's for sure. But a caddy, I'm all for it.
Yeah, the blind leading the blind, you're in.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yep. Hey, this weekend, what are you looking forward to the most racing-wise? I know you're heading home to New Zealand, but racing-wise?
We obviously have an interesting one today because we normally have our Sunshine Coast night meeting, which is also on, but they also have a meeting card at Ipswich. So it's been a little bit tricky with a few jockeys obviously trying to sort of work out the logistics if they ride at both meetings or one. Myself, I'm just going to stay at Ipswich. I've got four really nice rides there today ahead of races in town tomorrow. So obviously it's always exciting coming to this time of year. I mean, Christmas is just around the corner, which is crazy to think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so today, hopefully there's a few winners today. I've got a couple of nice rides on Saturday. And then yeah, on the plane and back to NZ for a few days and hopefully, you know, take the sunshine over there with me.
Yeah, fingers crossed it's nice and warm. No doubt it will be over there. It's interesting, isn't it? Because it is Christmas time. It feels like it snuck up on us so quickly. Mm. It's only, what, a week and a half away, which is very scary.
Oh, my goodness. I thought about this actually this morning. It's funny you mention it because I thought, oh, no, you know, I've got like 3 weeks till Christmas. And then I was like, this is ridiculous. It's the 15th of December. Get my days right. And yeah, we're literally 10 days away. Crazy.
I really wish you hadn't said that.
I bet you haven't done
it. I'm in a bit of shock. I've done all of my Christmas shopping, thank you very much, because I'm working all the way through. So
yeah, busy.
Just like you. But I wanted to talk about that too, just quickly. Mm. We do have a very special guest coming up in just a moment. Christmas, though, you race all over Christmas. It just doesn't stop when you're a jockey.
Yeah, it's a pretty full-on time of year for everyone involved, obviously. There'll be a lot of people on Christmas Day that are working as per normal. You know, horses, are, you know, they don't know it's Christmas Day, so they still need to be exercised, fed, looked after, all that kind of stuff. So a shout out to everyone who's working over Christmas. I know it's a sacrifice that we all make and plenty of people do to be involved in our industry. And sometimes it's a little bit of a tough one. But, I mean, that's why we all do it and we love it. And, yeah, it's the sport that we're all behind.
No pain, no gain.
Yes.
Well, you know, sport happens on weekends and public holidays. I wish someone had have told us all that before we went into our careers. But anyway, that's all good. We've got a very special guest joining us on today's episode. It is Chloe Bennett. She is a digital creator, content creator, media and comms person, slash social media, slash photographer, slash videographer, slash interviewer. All of those all come under one banner, really, and she is a jack of all trade, but an expert in all.
Yeah, and she's an absolute legend of a human being. So, yeah, looking forward to talking to Chloe.
Chloe joins us now. Chloe, thanks so much for joining us on the Queensland Hoop.
Hi, girls. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How does this lovely Friday morning treat you today?
Well, you, I saw you yesterday at Truck Work, your little bubbly face. So when I was standing with Dennis at the old gap there Thursday morning filming the Truck Work, and out you came, and you just said, hey, I think I need to bring you on the show. So you got me off guard, but here we are. So Friday morning, we do the other, I'm up at the other gap with Kevy. So that's when I do a bit of work for Muncie on Friday morning. So I video his horses. So when we need to do certain owner reports and take little photos here and there. And then, yeah, get home and go through it all.
When you say Muncie, you mean Chris Muntz, I'm assuming.
Affectionately known as.
But I just want to ask you about that. For people who don't know, an owner report, talk us through what you actually do for those and how you send them out to everyone.
Yeah, so it's sort of naturally fallen into, like, you know, quite a busy little role, actually. Came about, I guess, back like 2016 or so, when I was overseas and I came back and didn't really know what I was sort of wanting to do back in Australia, and got back into working for Dad. He had a racing stable in Scone, and I'd go to the stables, and there was one horse that I used to ride alongside with him Track Work in the morning. And he was taking calls the whole time, like 20 different calls, you know, doing the nominations, acceptances, updating the owners. And I'm like, this is just absurd, the time that you're spending on getting all this out to you, you know, your syndicates and everything. And that's when I had to sort of educate him that you could, you know, take a little iPhone video and then just send it out, and it just... That's when my stable started. That was the first of the sort of all those platforms, communication platforms. And yeah, that then it just became like this really easy way to update your numerous owners in one certain horse. And obviously these days we have so many micro shareholders. So just putting together nice little videos or photos, and then just, yeah, with the one platform, out it goes to everyone. So it becomes a bit of a rhythm, you know, you get into, whether it's weekly or fortnightly for each horse. And then, you know, the trainer can do their little audio updates either side of that. But, yeah, it's a fun way to sort of show behind the scenes what's happening in the stables, you know, whether it's Cairo work, swing, sand roll, you know, going out doing their slow work. I generally do, not really the fast mornings. And yeah, just sort of showing the owners, obviously, so when it comes around to paying bills at the end of the month, that you know what's been happening. So it's all like a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, it's a massive part of it now. And, you know, through the years of myself riding, like, I've noticed a huge increase in the amount of you know, public, you know, relations we have with owners and things like that. And you make a valid point, especially because nowadays obviously there's a lot of big syndicates in a lot of these horses, and like you say, trainers don't have, you know, the available time to be updating every single owner on, and, you know, how their horse is going. So, you know, for me coming through and, like, dealing more and more with, like, post-race and pre-race interviews and things like that, obviously it's made the opportunities for you and your work, you know, even broader now. Like you said, you sort of get around even doing social media and things like that for the trainers. Like, it's really the way of the world going forward, how we're, you know, communicating with more people that way. And, like, how is, like, from when you've started to where you are now and obviously still growing and enjoying it, what is the main difference you've seen from the start to the sort of, like, where you are now?
Yeah, well, obviously then, you know, my stable started, and then we've got, you know, competitors such as Prism. So there's all those different communication platforms that the trainers are using. But you, like you would know, you know, I'm always hassling you on our race days for post-race interviews when you ride for the certain trainers that I work for. You know, I guess that came about a lot through COVID, because owners couldn't be trackside to see, you know, have their little post-race chat with you when you got finished the race. So then that's when I guess that lucrative little role there came about even more so, putting together those pre-parade, you know, and then post-race jockey comments packages and then sending them out that way as well. So you're getting that experience even if you're not there at the track or you can't make it. So then that's still, that little outlet that's coming through to you at home or if you're overseas or wherever you are, you're still sort of embracing that little, experience. So that's definitely got a roll on since COVID.
Chloe, I know digital media, you know, it's the way of the world now and it's forever increasing. But do you feel like COVID has fast-tracked this role for you and for other people doing the digital creator role within racing?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, especially these little race day packages. That was thanks to, I used to help Adam Gardini, who also has a really good business down based at the Gold Coast, Winning Edge Communications. So it was sort of his little thing that he got started, and myself and another girl, Vanessa Johnson, she's also does similar stuff to me. We were needed more and more around the racetrack. So, you know, we'd be doing our Sunny Coast, Ipswich, Doomben, Gold Coast, Eagle Farm. Lucky I don't have to sort of go out, you know, to the Gattons and Toowoombas like all the jockeys every week. So I can pick and choose a little bit now. But, yeah, definitely the need and want, and because it is accessible and freely available, you know, it's sort of once you start, you have kind of opened that can, I guess. But you can still, you know, put a cap on how much you want to share as well. But I guess it's just a nice way with social media as well to be sharing your successes as much as the other feel-good stories,
yeah,
you know, behind the scenes and who's involved and, you know, the stories of each of the horses, what they've been up to. So try to showcase that. Just like Sam knows, the game just goes round and round in early hours and long driving and every day pretty much it never stops. So you do chase your tail a little bit trying to keep up with it. I limit, I guess, you know, I do a lot of work for Steve O'Day and Maddie Hoisted. That's my main sort of client, do their social media and all the horses' reports every fortnight for them. Chris Munch is the one that I do sort of, more the race day reports videos for and the Friday morning track work videos. And then just here and there when you have jump outs and things where Sky, you know, you don't get your televised live of the races and the jump outs and everything, then I'm there filming those as well. So, yeah, it's sort of Sunday's my little rest day, if I can.
I love that for you.
I know, it's good for me that I can, I guess, pick and choose a little bit. Like, it is a really fun job in that respect that I get to, you know, the hours. You can sort of, you know, like, you know, I'm only doing, like, 3 early mornings a week, you know, the 3 a.m.ers. But,
jeez, you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not like the poor other buggers that are doing it every day. But then you get to go to the races and, you know, sort of dress up a little bit, feel good walking around, seeing everyone, and then you're working from home in front of the computer as well. So,
yeah, it's a fantastic, you know, thing that we get to experience now. Like, you do it for the owners and everything. So, it's unreal, and I think what you're doing is fantastic, and we enjoy seeing your face here as much as you pester me sometimes at the races. I do love it.
Yeah, I know. Like, Sam, don't run away.
But it sounds like you got the best of both worlds, Chloe. You know, the early morning, seeing the horses out on the track, and then you get to rock up and get to watch the races as well. It's wonderful. Sam's been telling us about how amazing all of your work has been. Keep it up. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Queensland Hoop with Sam and I. Can't wait to speak to you again.
Pleasure, girls. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chloe. That was Chloe Bennett there, digital creator slash media.com/social media/everything that has to do with digital media with the trainers and the horses and the jockeys. Great to speak with her. Well, stick with us here on the Queensland Hoop because we'll have the latest in Racing Queensland news after the break. The racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. You can check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today. And imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
The horses are on the track.
Queensland is your place to race this year. This is the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collin on SEN Track.
Welcome back to the Queensland Hoop, where Sam and I bring you the latest in racing Queensland news. Now, Sam, this afternoon we can see you riding at Ipswich.
Yes.
And then across the weekend, well, just tomorrow, because we know you're headed over to NZ.
Yes, I know. So a little quick trip over to the ditch. But yes, racing today, obviously Ipswich and the Sunny Coast Night races. And then, yeah, off to town tomorrow for a couple of nice rides. So that's where you'll see me. And then I'll be back in action next Wednesday.
Beautiful. And later on tonight as well, it's the night meet at the Sunshine Coast. And then tomorrow racing continues. Aquas Park, Gold Coast, Polytrack, Mackay in the country, Toowoomba as well. And Innisfail, it's been called off at Innisfail, as we know. We had the cyclone during the week. It's been abandoned due to the weather in the region. Over 100 mils of rain has been recorded at the park over the past 3 days. Oof. With more rain predicted. So you can imagine what that track looks like.
Poor guys.
So it will be rescheduled, no doubt, to another day. But at the moment, yeah, no racing at Innisfail. Racing does continue in the country at Gladstone, Chinchilla and Nanango as well. And then it all wraps up on the Sunny Coast, where you love to race.
Yeah, I love to race at the Sunny Coast, but I'll be watching from probably
across the ditch.
Yeah, a winery in Waiheke Island for those people that are concerned about my well-being. I'll be okay.
A tough gig you've got, Hey, about the Sunshine Coast, last weekend we saw the racing on the grass.
Gold Coast.
Yes. That was the Gold Coast. Yes,
it was fantastic to get back there. By all accounts, the riders were really happy with the way the track played. So bring on a Magic Millions.
And it looked beautiful as well. Unfortunately, I couldn't get there, but I was watching from the comfort of my couch at home and it looked unreal.
Yeah.
The track looked great.
Yeah, full credit to the team there.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Queensland Hoop with Sam and I. Sam, have a lovely weekend on the track and also across the ditch too with your sister. A very big happy birthday. The Queensland the racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. You can check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today. Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.